Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris Walker here, and today we're talking about happiness. I think if you take everything you do in your human development world and you summarize it, the one word that should really shine is happiness. And yet, we forget that. We very often forget that the objective of all of this work we do and all of this pressure we put ourselves under, ultimately, is to cause happiness, our own and the happiness of others, the ones we care for, firstly, in our nuclear bubble, and spread it around who we want to take it as far as we can. We know at work, happy people are engaged people. We know in teams, happy people are productive people. We know in health, in the physiology of our body, a happy person is likely to live longer. We know that happiness is an essential ingredient for relationships, but we forget the word. And we get caught up, you know, trying to make success, and we get caught up trying to make money, and we get caught up trying to do everything that will, in a sense, cause happiness, but we forget the outcome. And I think it's really important in your life to distill the essence of happiness. Firstly, to be happy in life, you have to be happy with being unhappy. Because happy, meaning the celebration of things, the joy we get from doing and giving and being, is also balanced by the loss of it. There are circumstances where we grieve. There are circumstances where we hurt, where we feel disappointed, frustrated. And in those circumstances, we can't deny they exist, but we can't be unhappy that they exist because they exist. And so the definition of happiness really needs to be examined and thought through for every single person. And you might from time to time say, I experience happiness, but if you're in happiness and you're feeling happy, you don't know why. You just know that a series of circumstances have added up to this moment. You might say, I was happy at my birthday party. I was happy training for a sport. I was happy in my job yesterday or today or tomorrow. And you can find that those moments of happiness very easily in life. And you can find the opposite. You can find moments of extreme unhappiness. Going back to what I said earlier is to say that to be happy, you have to accept unhappiness as part of being happy. You're happy to be unhappy. And that's a paradox. I know that is for most people a paradox that's unacceptable. In other words, for most people, they will say, I want to be happy and I don't want any of the other. Unfortunately, life delivers the other, and it delivers it according to the laws of nature in an equal balance to when it doesn't deliver it. In other words, the more uppers we have, the more downers we are going to have. And so if we start to get meticulous about defining the concept of happy, we might have to rise above the upper experience of being happy, the high and the consequent low. We might have to rise above that and find a new definition of being happy. When I studied Zen, and I studied it in a deep immersive environment for 13 months, and I sat in Zen meditation for 13 months, for 13 hours a day, with 5-minute breaks between each hour, with very little to eat, I became happy with not being happy. I became happy doing nothing, sitting. And the happiness, however, wasn't what you'd say, ha-ha, happy. It was a more contentment, a more fulfillment happy. And so the challenge here today is to talk to you about how to find a state of happiness which is encompassing. Fulfillment, for example, would be a great definition of the concept of being happy. If you were able to combine happy being fulfilled, or fulfilled is happiness, you might be coming close to it. There is a psychological happiness, which is from the brain's point of view, I'm feeling pleasure. and a physiological happiness, which is I feel pleasure and there's no pain. There's a psychological happiness, which is I'm right, I got it right, I got it right, and there is no getting it wrong. So to rise to a new level of definition of happiness, which is I'm content, I'm fulfilled, I am grateful, I am inspired, is a really important thing in life if you are going to be motivated to rise higher than the physical body can take you or your psychological mind can take you. We've seen people do horrific things in a state of depression. We've seen also people cause incredible wars where thousands, if not millions of people are killed from a state of psychological righteousness. And therefore, it's understandable that we would be encouraging people like myself who understand the definition of a spiritual happiness, would be encouraging people to try to rise above the physiological and the psychological definitions of happiness and rise up to a more clean and a more sustainable and a more embracing, all-embracing definition of happiness. Let me just give you some things that might help you in this quest, if you choose it. Number one, the laws of nature. If your expectations of life are realistic, then it's very unlikely you'll be disappointed. So if your expectations of life are unrealistic, quite often, when life is doing what it's meant to do, you might get angry or hurt or frustrated or annoyed. So I think realistic expectations is ground zero for rising above the psychological and physiological definitions of happiness to a more spiritually conscious definition of happiness. So realistic expectations, let's run through them, a few of them. Firstly, there's two sides to everything. So if we suddenly find ourselves feeling like we're right and somebody's wrong, maybe we're heading towards a definition of happiness which is psychological but cancels out the spiritual definition. If we find ourselves heading towards a place where we think we're not going to have any pain, which is means we're content, permanently content, then I think we're heading towards a state where we feel like the body is going to be in pleasure, but we're denying the existence of reality, and therefore we will kill out the spiritual definition of happiness. If we're going towards from a place, where we feel like we're missing something in life and we're going to get it by going somewhere in life, then I think we're heading towards righteousness, we're heading towards physiological and psychological happiness. And that is actually a bombardment. In fact, it's a nuclear bombardment against the spiritual definition of happiness, which is nothing's missing, it just changes form. So in other words, abundance is here right now. So there's three really simple examples that you could use to define whether you're doing something for a psychological happiness, a physiological happiness, or a spiritual happiness that might keep you sustained and might keep you in a beautiful place, an inspired place, a strong place, a sustainable place, a resilient place. This is Chris. You have a great day. Bye for now.